Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi daf Tzadi, Brachas daf Tzadi, and we will start with Pei Tesma Beis. Again, today's Shirim, and all the Masechta Shirim are sponsored by the Elman family. Le'ilu Nisras, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chil, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Basra Achaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barley Basriel Rubin, and Basha Basra, Binyamin Rubin, Aleim HaShalom. So we are on Pei Tesma Beis. As we continue here in the ninth parak of Maseches Brachas, says the Gemara, Haroa es hachama bitkufasa. If someone sees the sun in its tkufa, in its season, says the or means the tkifa, the Pnei Moshe says bigvurasa, in its strength. So what does that mean? This is what we call Berachas Hachama, which comes up once every 20 years, where the sun is in the exact same spot it was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world on a Tuesday night at 6 p.m. when the spring equinox comes out at exactly that moment, so that it's a perfect day and the sun is in the exact same spot that it was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's, as we say, once every 28 years. And we make the bracha, as the Gemara is going to say, Ose Maase Bracious. The language of the Gemara here is Ose Bracious, but we, of course, say Ose Maase Bracious. There's only a couple of Berachas Hachamas in each person's life. So it's just an Ose Maase Bracious. But Minhag of Klal Yisrael is to add on a number of Mizmorim and Prakim to wake up early in the morning to be able to say it whenever it comes up. Chasam Sofer has a tshuva in Arachayim in Simen Nunvav, where he discusses, Nish'alti meharbe anoshim, sheshamu mishem tamarachachamechad. What happens if it's cloudy? You only have this once every 28 years, and what if it's cloudy when you wake up in the morning? How long do you have during the day to say Berachas Hachama? So really it should be, again, Tuesday night at 6 p.m. when you make the bracha, but the sun's not out at sunset when the sun goes down. So yeah, that's why we do it in the morning. So we daven vasikin that day. But anyway, the Chasam Sofer says, they were asked, Shehore v'ge yom dalet haba alen letova, shuzman kiddush hachama, im yirtz Hashem, shemivarchim brachazu, afilu im lo tira hachama, madai tibazeh. What if you don't see the sun? What if you can't see it? It's cloudy. V'yamarti ein daiti maskem es klal. I don't think you could say it without seeing the sun. Amna nehira, v'yatzki mayim al yidei mori agon achasir evnas na'adlers atzal. I remember when I was pouring water, that means when he was serving his Rebbe, Bishas Tov Kuf Mem Hei, that's 1785, right? That was a Berachas Hachama year. V'hu nishan al yadayu birich v'haysa mechose ba'avim. He made the bracha, even though it was cloudy. Ach nireis roshma mibein ha'avim. But you could see the form of the sun, right? It wasn't totally cloudy, it was black, but you saw a sun type of form of the sun behind the clouds. That's why it was enough. Avok shalot teirai, a cloud, lo nira li levarech al arayom. You can't make a bracha on the, even if it's light outside, if you don't see it at all. Avagav dioma di'iva kula shimsha, bikomakom in levarech al kalashon hashas. You have to go like what it says in the Gemara. Haroe chama bitkufasa. If you see it, haroe. And therefore, like our Gemara says, and like the Bavli says, that is when you make the bracha. With the chazar v'kazar, he quotes from the lashon of the Rambam also, k'shiros of yom revi baboker v'lo amr stava b'yom revi baboker k'sheyotir hayom. It doesn't say k'sheyotir hayom. It says k'sheroe osa. El al karchach says the chazam sofer, dafke k'sheroe osa baboker. Once you see it in the morning, that's when you make the bracha. V'chein lashon ben yona. And he quotes others. How late could you go? What if it's cloudy first thing in the morning? Gimel shows manios alayom yavarchu ad chatzos. He said if it's after three shows manios, after zman kriyashma, then you make the bracha without shem and malchus. V'chein hora hazake b'prima gadim. He says the prima gadim says v'chulu. But he said akon nira li alfa bishik far nagel yavarch achi tiz pesach nesses bishom rovav hadras melech. You try to do Barovam Hadras Melech. What can you do? If it's cloudy, but later on, if nobody's in shul anymore and you happen to see it, make the bracha. Don't try to get everybody together again because then you might lose it. So that's what he says at the beginning of that shuvah. The end of that shuvah, he discusses what his minag was. He says, Baruch Hashem, higano liyom dalet zayin nisan. Ubirachnu bracha zu bafizas ampo. In Pressburg, Tuf Kuf Ayin Gimel. That was the next one. 1813. Right? That was 28 years later. After, so he says, Kodim Abracha Amarnu Haluot Hashem Shamayim, Ve'achar Berchaz Osam Asim Breishes, Amarnu Piyad Kel Adona Kol Amasim, V'chayos HaKodesh, Hashamayim Mesabim Kvod Kel, Alin Elo Shabeach V'kadesh. So he says, that's what he wrote, and he wrote this Shuvah. That day, the next day, Ches Nisan, Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel. That's what he wrote on that Thursday, right? You know what day of the week it was. Okay, so that's Haroa Esachama Bit Kufasa. And one sees the sun in the same place that it was when God's Baruch Hu created the world. There's Halavana Bit Kufasa. And the moon betkufasa, this does not mean what we call Kiddush Levana, which Beis Hashem will get to soon. But the moon betkufasa, also the moon when certain astrological and astronomic realities line up, which is complicated. If you look in the Mefarshim, there are much discussion. The Rambam's Lashon is, and exactly what this is, one has to be an expert for astronomy to understand this, and therefore, Lamaisa, we don't make this bracha, because hard to know exactly what it means. Says the Rambam, V'chein, the same halacha as tkufasa, chama. Haruas chama biyom tkufas nisan shal tchila samachzer shal shmona ve'esrim shana 28 years shat tkufa betchilas lel revi kishero oso biyom revi baboker mevarach baruch osebreishus. That's the Rambam. That's berachas chama. V'chein kishetachzer halavana letchilas mazel tle betchilas achodesh. When the moon goes back to the beginning of the mazel of tzle, velote no telo l'tzafim velo l'darom, think shiachzer kol kocha v'kocha, when all the stars go back to exactly what it was at a certain point. So that also, osem asebrachus, we're not the layman doesn't really know exactly what that means. That's why we generally don't make a bracha on the moon in that circumstance. Ve'es harakia betiaron, or, continues the Gemara, when the sky is cloudless, b'tiaron, baruch oseh b'reishis, when it's a clear blue sky, one makes the bracha. Amar Rav Chuna, Rav Chuna says, why don't we do this whenever we wake up and it's a clear blue sky? How did the tamer be mosak shemen bilvad? Liachar shlosha yamim, if it was for 3 days straight, there was a tremendous amount of rain and you didn't see the sky. And then afterwards, when the wind comes and clears the sky, so then you'd make the bracha. Hado dechsev, and that's what Elihu says to Eov. All right, towards the end of the Sefer, remember, after the discussion, the three rounds of the discussions with Elio's, with Eov's three friends, then Elihu comes, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes onto the scene, and gives Musar to Eov, and gives Musar to the three friends, and he says, Va'ata lo ro or v'gomer, and the end of the pasuk, Va'ata lo ro or bahirhu bashchakim, v'ruach avra v'atatarem. So that's a remez to the sky becoming clear after. Again, a bracha that our minug is not to make that bracha, even though it rained and then the sky turned clear. Haroas halavana bechidusha. Here's what we're used to. Haroas halavana. If somebody sees the moon, bechidusha chidush halavana. Right? That's what we call kiddush levana. Omer barach mechadesh chadashim. And the whole nusach is in the Bavli in Mesecha Sanhedrin. But that's this lashon of haroa bechidusha. Right, the language, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. Again, Haroa. So what's the discussion? The Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, what about somebody who's blind? We discussed this a couple of days ago also. Suma Chayav L'Kadesh Halavana. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharshal in a tshuva that a Suma is Chayav L'Kadesh Halavana without explaining. Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here on in Tav Chavav, on that Magen Avraham, and says, I don't understand. What does our Gemara say? Haroa. So I argue, says the Reb Kiva Eger, the Milashna Haroa Mashma the Suma in Mvarach. Just like Chassam Sofer said about Birchas Hachama, if you don't see it, so to a Suma, Reb Kiva Eger assumes that a Suma cannot make the bracha, but the Magen Avram and the Marsh, based on the Marshal, says a Chuma can. So he assumes they must assume that it's not a Birchas Hanehenin, even and Haroa is not literal. It's just based on Shevach, and even if you don't see it. But the language of Shulchan Aruch is Haroach Levana Bechidusha Omer Mevarech Hashem B'mar Bar Shachakim Merav Kupiv Kol Tzvam Chokazan Manasan Lem Shle Yishanu Es Tafkidam. That is the bracha on of in that case. Magen Avraham, in that earlier, in that same piece, right before Suma, discusses a very lumdish discussion which we've had before, and that is, what about, is Kiddush Levana a Mitzvah Asei Shazman Grama? The Magen Avraham assumes it is. The Mitzvah Asei Shazman Grama Hu, and that's why he says, Nashim Peturos, says the Magen Avraham, they're Pater. V'yav Agav, and even though they do other Mitzvah Asei Shazman Grama, like Sukkah, like Lulav, like Shofar, Mikol Mako, Mitzvah Zuein Makaymen, they shouldn't do Kiddush Levana. Why? V'vnei Shehim Gormu Pekam Halavana. According from the Shlach Kadosh, right? Going back to Chava, right? Somehow they caused the Pekam of the Levana, and therefore they shouldn't. The Chach Meshlomo here, Rav Shlomo Kluger, is not so convinced that this is a mitzvah zasei shazman grama. V'ladayti zet tamua ma'od, ve'ein lo inyan klal, le'mitzvah zasei shazman grama. What's a mitzvah zasei shazman grama? That where you have a certain reality that always exists. Today it's a mitzvah, tomorrow it's not a mitzvah. I could shake a lulav today. It's not sukkahs. I can shake a lulav at Sukkot. It's a mitzvah. So I could, the reality can be done any day, but only specific days, the zman is gone that it's a mitzvah. But says the Chacham Shlomo, but if the reality only exists at certain times of the calendar, that's not a zman grama. The zman is not gorm the mitzvah. The zman is gorm the reality. And that's not a zman, that's not a zman grama. So the bracha is when the moon's getting bigger. The second half of the month, the moon's not getting bigger in our eyes. So that's not called a zman grama, right? That's not a zman grama. And this is used by some achronim to explain the famous Ramban. The Ramban that says Sfiras HaOmer is not a mitzvah that says zman grama. Is not the ultimate zman grama. No. Maybe the mitzvah is to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. So when it's not between Pesach and Shavuos, the reality between Pesach and Shavuos doesn't exist. It's not a mitzvah to count. It's a mitzvah to count those specific days. So maybe that's another pshat of the Ramban, but again, this is the Chacham Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, right here discussing whether it is Kiddush Levana is a zman grama. We'll see if later on we have some time to read the rest of that Chacham Shlomo. Okay, let's continue. So if somebody sees the Levana b'chidusha Omar Baruch Machadid Chadashim, Ad Heichan, how late can you say the bracha? How late can you say the bracha? Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yosi asher teira'e b'chatzi amate. Until it appears the chatzi amate. What does that mean? Charedim says 7 days. 7 days. Half of the semicircle, which is a quarter, and that is, or I would say a half of the circle. So it'll be the seventh of the quarter of the month. Revachar b'chidna b'shem Rabbi Yosi asher tismali p'kimasa. No, when it's full, up until half of the month, at the 15th or so. Rabbanat de kesar and amar arba'as yom through the 14th. Amar Rabbi Yosi barbun v'yos. Yeah, that's what I think it means. Tismali p'kimasa. That until through the 14th. Klum mismalis p'kimasa ela ad arba'as yom. Right? Doesn't that's when it's lacking becomes full. Hakol arba'as yom. Sarach levarich. So that's why all the 14th one needs to make a bracha as late as one gets. What about how early? How early does one make the Could one make the bracha? That is not mentioned here. So if you look at the Beis Yosef quotes Al-Pi Kabbalah. Al-Pi Kabbalah, the Beis Yosef says that it is only after a week. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Sefer Rejiktilia, Baal Shari Ora. Kasav B'tshuva Sh'Al-Pi Kabbalah in Levarach Al-Chidush Al-Levana Al-Shiyavar Oleha Shiva Yamim. And that is the minog of Svardim, to make the bracha, to wait until day 7 or so to make the bracha. Right? The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam, right, the Shulchan Aruch usually goes like the Rambam, the Beis Yosef here quotes Kabbalistic sources. But the Rambam just quotes, when do you make the bracha? Right when it starts getting bigger. Right when, at the beginning of the month, there's no limit. Where's the Rambam? I read it, Halacha Tezayin. It says, Ha'omer, Haroa Levana Bechidusha. That's it, Bechidusha. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Chavav, when is the earliest? At Emasai Mevarachan Allah first until when? At Tezayin Miyom HaMolid, Velo Tezayin Bechlau. And then Ein Mevarachan Ashi Yavru Shiva Yamim Aleha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from this Kabbalist source, the Sha'arei Ora. The Ramah does not quote that. That's where the minhag of the Ramah of Ashkenazim is right when it's 72 hours from the Molid. So then one would be able to say the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Okay, obviously, if it's a cloudy time and if it's the winter, then some say, well, could always be a mekel and try to fit it in, even a bidyevet time, if you don't think that it's going to last. Right? There's also, just like we said by Birchas Hachama, there are minhagim of what to add in. So we know also by Kiddush Levana, there are minhagim of what we add in. The Rama quotes that. Well, first of the Shulchan Aruch. V'tola einavu miyasher aglov umavarech meumad. V'omer shalosh pa'amim simin tov tiyeh l'chol Yisrael. Baruch yotzrech. V'rokeh, the Ramah quotes from Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Vayeshev. V'rokeh shalosh pa'amim kinegdo v'omer k'shein shani v'rokeh kinegdech. Dancing. V'omer tipal alayim azav ha'fachal ulam afreyeh ka'ev idmo. The only time we say a bracha, say a pasuk forwards and then backwards three times. V'yom alecha v'ero shalosh pa'amim shalom alecha. And you say shalom alechem. Why do you say Shalom Aleichem? Because the Magen Avraham quotes, because we just said Tipal Aleim Asu Afacha, they should be in trepidation. We want to say not you. So we say Shalom Aleichem to our friends so that it's, we don't think that we are saying that they should have a difficult time. V'dogen lomar David Melech Yisrael Chai V'kayam. We compare because the moon is like David HaMelech. It's waxes and wanes. And then, V'kshes Es Yisrael Taksor L'Zdavik B'Bailo Shul Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'lechein Osen Smachos V'rikudim B'kiddush HaChodesh. The Bir Alacha here discusses also that the minhag is to say aleinu after Kiddush Levana, because after we daven to a Kiddush Baruch Hu, but next to the moon, so nobody should think that we're chas v'shalom davening to the moon. So that's why right afterwards we say aleinu shelo yitu chas v'shalom b'masha anu yotzin neged alavana usmeichin negda she shumch shash rayon shana nosin kavul alavana l'kach anu omer aleinu l'shabeach. And we finish. Ki Hashemu Elokim b'shamayim imal ein od. Mashan Yosin hu raka de ligvuros gvuros HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, it's just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that we want to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we do say aleinu again, even though we just said it five minutes ago. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Bitfila also in Shemona Esrei. When it's Rosh Chodesh, we mark the day. Rabbi Yossi Bar Doroi Omer Makadish Yisrael Makadish Chadashim. That's the language of the bracha of Musa. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi Omer Makadish Yisrael Virashe Chadashim. Why Virashe Chadashim? Says the Pnei Moshe, because most of the time, Dalarov Adayin Leinav Olniris Klab Rosh Chodesh. Most of the time, we don't do it. Right? It's not that the Edom see it sometimes, but a lot of times it's not. So therefore, he's more comfortable to say Virashe Chadashim instead of giving Klal Yisrael the credit of Michadish Chadashim. Shmuel Amar Tzorach Lomar V'Hasienu. Wow. Shmuel says we say the bracha of Ahasienu, which we're familiar with from the Chagim, from the Shalosh Regalim. Shmuel says we also say Ahasienu on Rosh Chodesh. So we don't. We don't. But where does this come up in the discussion of the poskim? Rosh Hashanah. This comes up in Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh has a big discussion of this in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah. Dalet, parak Dalet, towards the end of the parak, says the Rosh. And this is a big discussion of the Gaonim. Remember, the days of the Gaonim, they were solidifying what's said in the Siddur. Right? There was no set Nuschos yet. Rav Amram Gom came up with the first Siddur. But the Nuschos were not clear. So it's different Hagim. So the Rosh quotes, Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Yehuda Hinig b'magensa, lomer v'hasienu, b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim, b'shem Rabbeinu Elazar Gadol, Rabbeinu B'sholom, sholas, pi Rosh Hashiva shibir Yerushalayim. Right? Really? V'hasienu? You say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? V'heshivu. Sh'omrim, it's saying on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Vehivi raya me Yerushalmi perakaroa, and they had a raya to say Vasienu on Rosh Hashanah perakaroa. Our line. So we don't do it on Rosh Chodesh, but maybe Super Rosh Chodesh, maybe Rosh Hashanah we should. Aval agon Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alevi hinig begermaiza shalolomar. Don't say Vasienu on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, and we don't. Lefisha berchas moadim lo shayach ala b'shalosh regalim. The siv gimel pamin b'shana yeiroeh. V'samach lei ish kamanas yado keberchas Hashem. V'chaykasav Rabbeinu Shaltiel. The berchas moadecha zeo karben chagiga v'zeino kiyem shalosh pamin b'shana mitam ze eino niyot lomar ve'eino yicholim lalos v'leiros lefanecha. No, don't say that. Then he quotes that we could say "Enon Yicholim Laasos Chavosenu." That's our minhag. Our minhag is not to say it and to substitute. Then there's a big discussion. What about Vatodienu? If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday, do we say Vatodienu? Because there also we say Chage Nedava. There we mentioned Chagiga. So all of these are discussed. I think Lamaisa, we don't say Vahasienu, but we do say Vatodienu, which is like somewhere in the middle. It relates to the larger sugya of Rosh Hashanah being in the world of the Moadim, Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. It's a fascinating discussion of there's no Hallel, but the only reason there's no Hallel, not because it's totally that appropriate, but my Sifri Chaim Vesem Suchim Lefanav, right? What does that mean? The Rambam formulates that as it's not a day of Simcha Yisera, which Machmeh is a day of Simcha somewhat. So Rosh Hashanah, but this Gemara, Vahasienu, is what led some Gaonim to put Vahasienu into the Rosh Hashanah davening. Rav Amar Tzorach Lazkir Bazman. Rav says you have to mention Zman on Rosh Chodesh. What does Zman mean? The Pnei Moshe says it means Vatite Lanu Es Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Right, the Rastir Lio says maybe it means what it always means. That's Shechianu. You make a Shechianu on Rosh Chodesh. So some of these opinions are bringing Rosh Chodesh closer to the Chagim. Tani Rav Oshia, the Hayu Lo Osos Ulamoadim Uliyamim Vishanim. And you see in this Pasuk, and the Mara Fulda quotes the Medrash that has this as a Hekish, that we compare Rosh Chodesh to the Chagim, the Kimash Hushru L'Regalim, Ma Hasam Tzorach Lomar Zman V'Hasienu, Hachanami B'Rosh Chodesh. Maybe it's based on that Pasuk. Okay, moving right along to other brachos of shevach, of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, ben HaKfaris Ma'omer, Baruch Adosh Hashem, Chayem Esim. If somebody goes between the Kfaris, does this mean you have to be between? What happens if you see? Sounds like Bain, literally there. Mechayem Esim. Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan, Baruch Ne'eman b'dvaro, u'mechayem Esim. Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan has a different lashon, and this is a lashon of a bracha that some of the minhag to say, and often in cemeteries they have it at the front. If one hasn't been to a cemetery in 30 days, this is a bracha to say. Hayodem es parchem hu yeorer eschem hu yegale es haofer me'al b'nechem. Hashem will reveal, take off the dust from your eyes. Baruch Ad Hashem, mechayem Esim. Reb Elazar b'shem Reb Chanina, he added this. Asher yatzar eschem b'din, he created you in din. V'chilkel eschem b'din, supported you in din. V'silek eschem b'din, and he removed you in din. Rabbi Yonah writes, even though sometimes it doesn't look like bedin, but we know ultimately Hashem is just. Va'asid lachioschem bedin. Hayodeam is parchem hu yegala afra me'enechem. Baruch mechayem esim. And all of that is by Hadohu Tetemer b'meisi Yisrael. That's a special bracha that one says by Jewish graves. Al b'meisi umos ha'olam, but by idolatrous graves of idolaters. Omer bosha imchem ma'od chafra yoldaschem. Right, that's the idolaters did not give nachas to their forebearers. V'gomer. Good. Haroa keshes. If someone sees a rainbow, ba'anan, amongst the clouds, Baruch Omer Baruch Ad Hashem Zocher Abris, Reb Chiya Bar Reb Yochanan Ne'eman Reb Riso Zocher Abris. Of course, we have the extra lashon of Zocher Abris Ne'eman Reb Riso V'Kayam V'Ma'amaro. How much of a rainbow does one have to see in order to make the bracha? So that itself is not shared. Just as Haroah Keshes, you see a rainbow. How much does one have to see? The Bir Halacha has a suffix. Lo Nisba'er, this is in Siman Reish Chav Tes. Lo Nisba'er in Be'inon Davka She'yir'ehu Betunas Keshes to Bachatzi Goran Aguli. You have to see the whole semicircle, or Afilu Mixas Menodai, or even some of it. Right, he has that suffix, how much one has to see. I was once talking to a scientist, and he said he thinks that if you would theoretically go up in the sky, it would be even more than a semicircle. We just can't see under. We can't see the whole circle because of the horizon. But even more. So if that's true, ain't la davar sof. You know, maybe why we should have to see a half a circle, even if it's not that, the whole circle. But either way, it might be lo nitna torah malachei shorei, so we might have to see whatever we could see. Rav Sternbach writes in Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Vav, that he feels if you don't see the whole thing, you shouldn't make the bracha. The mixas me, he quotes the subject of the Peralacha, al mixas men alo mavarchen, alo maisa lo echriya, ulefize baroa keshes, ein lo varech ala bachati goren agula, volo bapachos, tavich shash bracha levatala. Other poskim are a little more lenient, as long as you don't just see a drop, but if you see a good chunk of the rainbow, one would be able to make the bracha. And the discussion of the achronim about not showing somebody a rainbow because it symbolizes Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the world, as we'll talk about by the Shem right now. Says the Gemara, Reb Chizki b'shem Reb Yirmiya, kol yom avshar Reb Shem Yochai lo niras hakeshes ba'anan. The days of Rashbi, there was never a rainbow. Because again, a rainbow symbolizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the world. And during the days of Rashbi, he did not want to. Reb Chizki b'shem Reb Yirmiya, Cain, have Reb Shem Yochai omer. Other amazing stories about Rosh Hashanah Yochai. Bika bika hismali din rizav. Faisa mismala. One time he said, valley filled with gold coins. And it became full. The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah points this out. This is the end of the story. One time he had a student that came back from Chutz Laretz with a lot of riches. And his other Talmidim were like jealous. Oh, Chutz Laretz. Maybe it's the land of the plenty. So Rosh Hashanah Yochai made the whole valley in Eretz Yisrael become gold. And he says, everybody, go get some gold. And they started running. And he's like, by the way, this is coming off your Olam Haba. So they ran back and they left it there. Meaning, sometimes what we get in Olam Hazeh is coming off of what the future is. Reb Chizki b'shem Reb Yirmiya, right? Sounds like the story of Reb Chinin Bardosa with the golden leg in Maseches Tainus. Reb Chizki b'shem Reb Yirmiya, Kein haver b'shem Yechoy Omer, Ani Risi b'nei Olam Haba u'matim heim. Similar Gemara we have in Bavli and Sukkah. I've seen b'nei Olam Haba, there's only very few b'nei Olam Haba. In Tlasininun, Ano Bribinhon, if there's 30 of them, I and my son are amongst them. In Shreininun, if there's 2, Ano Nabrinun, I and my son, if there's 2, it's only 2 of us. What does that mean? Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. Maybe it means a certain level of quality of B'nai Olam Haba. Reb Chizki b'shem Reb Yirmiya, Kachay b'shem Yechai Omer, Yikarev Avraham min Gabay va'ad Gabay, if Avraham Avinu would come from his day until my day. And I'll take care of from now until the rest of the generations. So, and we'll be able to be mechaper for all the world. And if I'm not enough, Yitzarif Achia Shiloni me, then I'll take Achia Shiloni with me. One of the Bali Hamasora. And then everybody will get a kapara. So even though he just said that, we're the only B'nai Olam Haba, he says, but I care about all of my brethren, and I can bring kapara for the whole world. Good. The Mishnah continued and said, for rain, special brachos. Ala gashamim v'al besoros v'chulu. V'chimaro lisvoch besoros tovos l'gashamim. Why in the Mishnah do besoros tovos go next to the rain for both getting hatova ametiv v'brachim shimer b'levi al shem? It's a pasuk. Mayim karim al nefesh ayifa. Cold water on a tired spirit. Shmua tova me'erith merchak. So you see, mayim karim l'shmua tova. V'kam gashamim yerdu v'yei adam zorch levarech. How much rain? The special bracha or tefillah that we say when it rains, how much has to rain in order to get the bracha after a drought period? Reb Chiya b'shei Reb Yochanan b'tchilah k'dei revia. The first one k'dei revia, enough to penetrate the ground. The ground is very dry at the beginning, so it has to go deep in. U'besov k'dei sheyutchu paneha. And after the first time, then as long as the surface of the ground got wet. Reb Yanei bar Yishmael b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish b'tchilah k'dei revia l'besov k'dei shetishare hamagufa. The second time is in order to soak the lid of a barrel. Says the Gemara of Yish Begufa Nishreis, can the lid of a barrel be soaked and disintegrate? Is that a shear that we understand? Says the Gemara, Ela Roanoso Kiilu Hishruya. Not that it's going to disintegrate, but it would disintegrate. Had it not been hardened in the kiln, the cheres would just disintegrate with that amount of water. And finally, the third opinion, Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rav Yehuda, Rav Yona, Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, b'tchila k'dei revio, l'basof, afilu kol shu, the second time even a tiny amount. Again, this is also not a bracha that we commonly are familiar with. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Chaf Aleph, it's the brach birchas hoda'as geshamim, im hayu b'tza'ar machmas atziris geshamim, if there was a terrible drought, the yardu geshamim, and finally it rained, mevarchan alayim, af al pisha lo yardu adayin k'dei revio. You make a bracha right when it comes, even though k'dei revia didn't rain yet. B'she yardu kol kach sherabu ala aretz, as long as the ground is covered. She ya'alu avabu os min hamatar v'yelchu zelek razeh, like the bubbles, there's ground from the water from the ground coming up, ki'ilu meeting. Ha'rama, u'mashein anu noagim b'zman hazeh b'berchas k'shamim, we generally don't make this bracha, we've never heard of it. Mishum de medinos elu tadir b'kshamim, v'edin etzaren kol kach, because it rains here and there in all of these lands. So again, the Shulchan Aruch is in Eretz Yisrael. It's in Tzfat. The Rama is there in Poland. So maybe that's the difference between the two. And that is how the Mishnah Berurah explains. Efshar de Eretz Yisrael shematzui sham yovesh gadol ukshva esak shamim vakeshem yor bezmano kolachat sameach bo afilu b'stam atzorach levar pam rishon kshayored v'chulu. But the others, in Chutz La'aretz, people aren't so happy with the rain. So why things are the Metzius is different. Okay. Again, many Bercha Shavach have subjective elements to it, as we have seen. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Zeira, lahafsik tainis namra. This whole discussion of the rain is, as the Shulchan Aruch just said, when there was a drought, and after the drought it rains to stop the fasting, that they were going to fast for the drought. Rabbi Chizki, Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Ada, Baravimi, Haviyasvin, they were sitting. Amr, Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Ada, Baravimi, Lomistava, Labracha Namra. So one of them, there were two rabbis, and they were talking to Rabbi Avimi. Doesn't it make sense? Labracha Namra, meaning even if it's not for after a atziras geshamim, the Hashem gave us rain. Isn't that enough for a bracha? Amar lehin, yeah, makes sense. Amar Reb Chizkiya l'Rada bar Avimi. Reb Chizkiya says to the same person, Lo mistavar lahafsik tainis namra. Doesn't it make sense to only make the bracha if it was after a drought? Amar lehin, yeah, makes sense. Amar levelam amar lehin hachin. So why do you tell the other questioner that it makes sense the other way? That it's only good enough for it's good enough for a bracha and not just for meaning whenever it rains we should bless Hashem, not just lahafsik tainis. So amar le b'shitas rabo. Right, that Rabbe, the Charedim changes the Gersa, meaning I knew he was asking based on his own Rebbe. He wasn't going to listen to me. His Rebbe held that way, so I was saying, yeah, you can follow your Rebbe, it makes sense. Amar Rebbe Manal, Rebbe Chizkiya, Mani Rabbe. Who was his Rebbe? Amar Rebbe Zeira, Rebbe Zeira was his Rebbe. But Amar Lei, Vanan Amrinan, Rebbe Yosef B'Shem, Rebbe Zeira, Lapsik Tainas Nemra. But Rebbe Zeira holds like me. Rebbe Zeira holds that it's only should be said if it was after a dry spell. Not always the same bracha. So, no answer given in the Gemara for that question. Period. Last section. Rabbi Yehuda bar Yechezkel Amar Abba Mavarech Ayuridas Geshamim. My father used to make the following bracha after it rained. Yiskadal v'yiskadash v'yisbarach v'yisromam Shimcha Malkeinu. Hashem's name should be very blessed. Right? All different names of praises of Hashem. In Judaism, we have a lot of different words to express our praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each one is a little different, nuanced element. I'll call Tiba Vatiba Shat Morid Alanu for every drop that you bring us, Shat Mamni on Zubizu. You prevent each other, each drop from overlapping the other one. Sounds like the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Tezayin, where the Gemara talks about Eov says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comment. He says, Hashem, maybe you got mixed up with Eov and Oyev, and you think I was Oyev, but I'm really Eov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eov, I don't get mixed up with two hairs coming out of the follicles on your head. And I don't get mixed up with two raindrops, because if either of those, if the rains overlapped, then the world would be destroyed. Right? If the hairs overlapped, your head would blow up. Ki yagara natvi mayim. So we say here too, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents the drops from going on each other. Hashem withholds the drops. Kamadat amar v'nigra me'erkecha, like v'nigra is a lashon of withholding. Amar Yudim lo od elashu moridim, Hashem makes exactly rain as much as needed for each spot. Shnemar umayim tikei b'mida. Reb Yossi ben Bar Yaakov salak mevakro Reb Yudim megadalya. One time he went to visit Reb Yudim adahu tama, while he was there, nachas mitzvah, started raining v'shamakali. He heard Reb Yudim saying the following tefillah. Amar elf alfin v'ribei revan. Anu chayevim lahodos l'shem chamakenu. Tens of thousands we have to thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, our God. Al kol tiba v'tipa shat morid lanu. For all the drops. Shat gomel tovim tova l'chayavim. You give us so much. Amar le hada min alacha. How do you know this tefillah? Amar le hachin avi Reb Simon mevracha yudas kishamim. This our Reb Simon made the bracha. The kamak kishamim yardu v'yehei behind kedei revia. How much is kedei revia, as we mentioned earlier, in terms of being inserted in the ground? Mali kli machresha. We changed the girsa. Shlosha tefachim. Three tefachim into the ground. They're at the depths that a plow goes in. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, where the girsa takes out the next line. You see on the shinu nischos. Bikasha tefach. In hard dirt, a tefach deep. Ubenonis. Medium dirt. Tefachayim. Tu tefachim in. Ube shiva. Ube, right, if it's dirt that's very ubesava, right, if it's soft, gibel tvachim. So then it's gibel. So depending on the hardness of the earth, that will make the difference how deep it has to go. Just finishing up now. Tani Reb Shimon Elazar Omer in lecha tefach yirim in lamala shinaras ma'ala kedegdu shnei tefachim. Whenever a tefach of water comes from above, the waters from below meet it to tefachim. My taima tohom atom kare lekol tzinarecha. V'amar Rabbi Levi hamayim ho alyonim zacharim v'tachtonim nekevas. The mashal of the upper waters male, because it's being inserted, and the tachtonim is like the nekev, the water from underneath is accepting the water from above. My tam tiftach eretz. We're quoting a psukim. The land should open up. Like a nekeva opens up to the male, the land opens up to the rain. The yifru yesha zepir yivarivya utstaka tatzmiach yachad zuyiridas hagashamim. That's the rain together. And finishing up ani Hashem barativ. The end of that pasuk lakach baratia litikuno uli yishuvo shel olam. I created the world, and rain is part of the functioning of the world, and keeps it going, and therefore, even if we don't make the bracha, l'maisa b'zman hazeh, we obviously have to feel hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever he brings the rain. Okay, we'll stop here in Brachas Daf Tzadi.